Yeah, my name is Twan. I am a member of a steering committee that helps the farm group of Auroville to develop a 5-year sustainable agricultural plan.
The farm group.
The farm group of Auroville is basically the various farmers. They meet once in a while, I think twice a month or so, they meet together and they exchange their experiences and they solve collective problems. That's what we call the farm group. And this steering committee includes a couple of farmers and myself and a few other people. And we have taken up the assignment of assisting the farm group to prepare this 5-year plan. Now, why do we need a 5-year plan? Because Auroville has a lot of land available already for farming. Auroville has potentially more land available for farming in the Greenbelt and in some other places. The population of Auroville is growing. There is an increasing awareness in Auroville that we should have access to sustainable organic food. We also have to plan in advance how much of financial provisions we make available to the farming sector, so that we can make investments in time. So putting all these factors together, there is a need to put that on paper and have a 5-year plan. A plan that has a clear vision, a plan with a mission, a plan that articulates what are the objectives that have to be achieved, and then get all the farmers of Auroville, but not just the farmers, also the people who are involved in food processing, who are involved in the kitchens of Auroville, the people who are involved in Potus, which is a place where you can go and collect food items. All these people have to share this vision and then together implement it over this 5-year period. It is not going to be a rigid plan. In other words, I mean, it is going to be clear in what it wants to achieve, but of course, like any other 5-year plan, it will have to be reviewed every year with regard to what has been achieved in the previous year and make some minor adjustments. But the overall vision is quite clear. First of all, we want to create and maintain a healthy and conscious farming system. We want to produce food in a sustainable manner. Sustainable for the earth, but also sustainable for the people who live here and for the people in the region. And then, of course, promote and advance sustainable farming locally and globally. Now, what is sustainable farming? Sustainable farming is farming whereby you do not exhaust the soil, for example, where you do not tap from water or energy sources that are of a nature that after some time they get also dried up or depleted. So it has to be sustainable in every manner. And that is why one of the things that we are doing as part of this exercise, we have someone visiting all the farms of Auroville, the existing farms, and checking in those farms a lot of parameters, including water, energy, the soil, the quality of the soil, what are their present labor and management systems and resources. They look at planting and seed finding in those farms, the harvesting practices, the storage available, the livestock that is available. All sorts of parameters that are necessary for us to know, to see what this farm can potentially produce in comparison what it produces today. So the first question is, before you start talking about new farms and buying new land and expanding, is can the existing farms produce more? And in some it may be that you have to, that you can actually produce more, right? By maybe a minor investment or a major investment, perhaps at the, if for example, the limiting factor is not water and energy, but the limiting factor is people, then can we get more people from Auroville to work in such a farm? So for each farm, we have to identify what are the bottlenecks in order to make it produce more, and producing more in a sustainable manner, without sacrificing quality, without sacrificing those vision statements which I just read out. Another part of the plan is going to be training. Can we in Auroville, in the schools of Auroville, introduce in the curriculum some classes on farming, and hopefully enthuse young people of Auroville to join those farms. A third element is educating the Auroville residents on food habits. Because if you want to have sustainable farming, one of the conditions is that you try to consume as much as possible what grows locally. Having strawberries or apples come from thousands of kilometers away is not really sustainable. So part of the program is going to be also educating the residents here on the possibilities of having still a very interesting diet, a very interesting food basket, but comprising more of locally grown food. So these are some of the main, say, elements of this plan.
Yeah, and for example, is the ideal of getting Auroville self-sufficient, is this a achievable goal?
Well, that's a good question. The mother had proposed, has said that Auroville have to be a self-supporting township, which is, by the way, different from self-sufficient.
Okay.
Self-sufficient would mean that you are almost independent from the outside world. That's not the idea. But self-supporting means that in collaboration with the outside world, you can support yourself and you don't have to depend on contributions and donations. Now, right now, if with the present population we were to grow all the food ourselves, we would already have to increase our farm capacity with a factor of about 12 to 15.
12 to 15.
Because right now we are consuming a very small part of our food is taken from locally grown food within Auroville. We still buy a lot of food from outside. So even to serve the existing population with more locally grown food, we would have to increase the total capacity or the total production of farming by a factor of 15 or so, right? So that is also interesting because that gives a lot of scope to increase the capacity of the existing farms and to add some farms in land that we already own. We have a lot of land in the Greenbelt also, which according to me, the Greenbelt is not just meant, in my view, to grow trees. It is not called a forest, it's called a green belt. And a green belt includes parks, trees, but also it includes farming. So we have to also check out, as part of this plan, can we introduce some more farming activities in the green belt?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think you answered most of my questions. When is this plan going to be presented, actually?
Well, just in front of me, what I show you here is the draft plan. This is probably the second version of the draft. It will take, I guess, another few months before we have the final plan on the table. One exercise which is not yet included in this plan is what I called earlier the assessment of the farms.
Mm-hmm.
The person doing that is just visiting the last farms, I think, this week, or would have done it last week. So when those data come in and we put them in the right order, then we should have the plan on paper. Then the next step is to get a buy-in of all the farmers, of course. The farmers have to say, yes, we go for this plan. And then the next step after that, where we would invite you guys also, is to present it to a larger group in Auroville, where people can ask questions, suggestions for changes if required. And then go into the nitty-gritty of making a detailed financial plan, a detailed investment plan to implement it. So I would say that I guess that by the end of this calendar year, 2011, the plan should be in operation.